The decision by Peruvian President Martin Vizcarra of dissolving Congress and convening new parliamentary elections for next year appears to have consolidated, even though it is far from resolving the political crisis nor the disorders created by neoliberalism and widespread corruption in that Andean nation. This is the second occasion in which a Peruvian president orders the closure of parliament after April 1992, when then-President Alberto Fujimori imposed a similar measure and invested himself with absolute powers with the support of the armed forces. They are Alan Garcia, who governed over 2 5-year periods up to 1990, Ollanta Humala from 2011 to 2016, and Pedro Pablo Kuczynski from 2016 up to March 2018, when he was removed from his post and replaced by Vizcarra. Even though corruption and the defense of democracy are the arguments of a president to dissolve Congress, this is really a power struggle between right-wing neoliberal factions. Fujimori lost the presidential elections of 2016, won by Kuczynski, but her political group managed to control Congress, and from then she has devoted herself to torpedo many presidential initiatives. Vizcarra's strategy is to convene new parliamentary elections for Congress, which will not admit any bid for re-election, and also to change the rules for the selection of the judges of the Constitutional Court. Neither the scourge of neoliberalism nor the extended poverty of the Peruvian population are included in the agendas of these politicians. Therefore, the future for Peru will be more of the same. This means that in Peru, the poor will get increasingly poorer, and the rich will become dirty rich. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Perez.